I was at my parents' house a few weeks ago, and my dad was in the process of cutting down this row of pine trees in the backyard. These trees were planted when we were kids, and me and my brothers and my sister, we spent a lot of time when we were kids playing around in the pine trees. We would dig holes and play hide and seek and do all kinds of other things behind these pine trees. There was like this corridor between the pine trees and the neighbor's fence, and it was just really fun to play behind the pine trees. And now we're all grown up. My mom and dad want to reclaim part of their yard, and rightfully so. So they're taking down these pine trees. No big deal. Well, we were up there, and my dad was in the process of taking all these pine trees down. He started by trimming the branches off of most of them up to like 10 or 12 feet off the ground, and then he's going to dismantle them from there. And I thought, well, it might be cool to take a picture. Maybe there's a photographic opportunity here. And I saw some sap hanging down from some of these stumps where the limbs had been chopped off. And man, it just looked kind of cool. It looked like all this sap dripping off these stumps was kind of like frozen in place, almost like water droplets or something. So I thought, man, that's really cool. I'm going to try and get a picture of one of those. I saw this particular stump and I went over and I noticed there was this string tied around the tree stump, or the stump right where the branch hit the tree. And I realized that one of us kids, like me or my brothers or my sister, one of us tied that string there years ago, probably like 20 years ago. We tied this string around there for some reason. And you can actually see how it choked the branch a little bit. It kind of, the branch kind of bulges out and then squeezes down right before it hits the tree itself, because it had this string tied around it. And I thought that was just super cool that there was like this artifact from long ago that was still on this tree, and now it's going to be cut down and lost forever. And that's fine. I don't care. I don't really know what this string is for, and I don't need to save it forever. I've got a picture of it, so that's fine. But it made me think about, what was the string there for? We dug holes when we were kids, and we built forts. We made all sorts of little inventions in these pine trees. So did this string, did it hold a sign? Was it the end of a rabbit trap? We used to have boxes propped up, and we'd put like corn or carrots or something underneath, and we'd tug the rope out, and that was tied to the box. Maybe this string was part of a rabbit trap. Who knows? I don't know. It does make me wonder, though, and I thought it was kind of cool that just completely on a whim, I saw this piece of string tied to this branch, and I wasn't even looking for it. So I thought that was kind of cool. About the photo itself, this was about 4 feet off the ground, and I'm facing southwest in this picture. And I took this, I took this shot at night when it was kind of backlit, and I wanted to go back again the next day and take a similar shot in the morning. So I think not this picture, I took a similar one at night, and then I took this exact shot in the morning. I wonder if I can figure out what time, if I go to the data on Flickr. Well, I'm looking through it here. It's here somewhere. I don't know. It's probably about 8 in the morning when I took this particular photo. And then, I wanted to try and do it in different lighting conditions, but with a similar composition. The results were interesting. I had fun experimenting, but when I got back home as in Oklahoma, I was looking through the pictures on my camera and I saw something that was a little tragic. The depth of field was too shallow. I shot over a dozen shots in the evening of this particular stump, and then about a dozen more the next morning, which is what this one's from. And I checked a couple of them in the viewfinder, and I just let it be. I didn't really think about it too much. But the screen on my D200 is so small that I couldn't really see when I checked these photos that all of them, including this one, had depth of field that was just too shallow. I shot most of these at f2.8, and you could see the piece of sap dripping down, but the string was not in focus. The depth of field was that shallow that even on the stump itself, the foreground was in focus and the background was out of focus, which you can actually see on this one as well. It was super distracting, and I didn't like it at all. And I should have done a better job of checking when I took the photos. I should have just checked the back of the camera and made sure that everything was in focus, and I didn't. I sort of trusted my own instincts, and I should have trusted my camera over my own instincts. and checked my camera. This shot, I happened to take it at f3.3, so it's a little better. I think f4 would have been a much better aperture. So this is better, but it's still not ideal. And I was a little bummed because this was I'm located physically 400 miles away from this picture, and I'll never be able to go back and retake it again. And in a way, that's okay, though. This, as far as the lesson or the takeaway from this, partially it's the benefits of digital. I don't really like to check the viewfinder all the time. I have the auto preview disabled on my camera, so I have to manually go and check the review my photos if I want to see if I've done a good job. I just got tired of having every photo constantly pop up on the viewfinder. So I disabled the auto preview, and I try not to check that often. I try to just trust my instincts, but it doesn't hurt to check, and that's the thing. In this case, I had plenty of time. There was no reason I couldn't have checked, and I probably should have. So that's sort of my personal takeaway is sometimes, yeah, you might as well use the benefits of digital. You got all this technology. Why not use it? But also it taught me another lesson, which is to be happy with what you have. Is this photo technically perfect? No, the depth of field is a little too shallow. But you know what? It tells a good story. Who cares if a tiny bit of string is not in focus? It has no impact on my memory of the situation, and it doesn't affect the overall story behind the picture. I can still tell the story about how there's this string and we tied it on when we were kids and yada yada, and it makes for an interesting story, even if the photo itself doesn't reach the upper echelons of technical perfection. It doesn't matter. And maybe as photographers, we should stop trying to reach absolute metaphysical perfection in every photo and just take photos that tell a good story or that mean something to us and not worry about chasing that ever elusive, always moving goal of pixel perfect perfection.